Welcome back, listeners. This is Madeline and Kiara with the Opinion Cast.
What's up?
This is actually our second episode, which is confusing because it's the only episode on this cast. But that is because our first episode is listed on a different cast. It's the same name, just a different, you know, album or whatever you want to call it, you know. So our new episodes are going to be on here. You can go and find that other one or not. Either way. Today we are going to be talking about whether college football distracts people from their educations or not. But before Madeline, Kiara, us two, give our opinions, we're going to give you a few opinions from some guests that we have here today. So we'll be right back.
For if their education is supposed to be a medical major, then it might be slightly distracting. But if they're going to college to be a sports commentator or a football player themselves in the NFL, then it would contribute to their education. It depends on their lives.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now do you think college football distracts people from their education?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is Lyrica with us here today. We are about to interview her and ask her what her opinion is on whether college football distracts people from their educations and what she thinks they should do about it, whether they should ban it or give more strict punishments about it. So Lyrica, what do you think? What is it?
Hey guys, what's the deal with that? And I'm back, folks. So I've been on this podcast one other time with the marching band thing. By the way, marching band is not a sport. Not going to get on that though. But so with college football, I think that absolutely it should not be banned. Like, absolutely, it should still be there. I mean, some people, they need college to go into. They need to be in college football if like they're going to go into their career.
Football scholarships, that's a big, like, that's
a
very helpful
thing
for a lot of people.
Yeah, and a lot of people get those. So, like, it shouldn't be banned, but it should be, like, there are football tryouts, but I feel like there's too many people on a football team. Like, if you see, while there's people playing, there's still, like, 50 people on the sidelines.
So you think they should be more, like,
they should be strict
about who should
be on it. They need to be able, like, they have to look through grades, they should have to look through all sorts of things.
So if someone has gotten Fs throughout high school, they shouldn't get a
they
football
shouldn't,
scholarship, even if they're, like,
yeah,
the best.
Yeah, even if they're the best, they should not, because if they get Fs in high school, they're most likely going to get Fs in college, even if they don't have
because most
football.
Likely their Fs that they've gotten in high school is probably because of the football, which means
yeah.
that they're probably
it's
not
either because
be
of football or other sports, so they aren't
yeah.
going to be good with it. And if they learned to get Fs, not learn to get Fs, but, you know, if they got Fs all of high school, like, for all 4 years of high school, they're going to be more inclined to get Fs in college. So, like, I feel like they should.
But what if they don't have Fs in college and they have A's, but they got Fs in high school?
How would they trust them to go into college with,
yeah,
like,
I feel like they,
keeping
it,
up good
I
grades?
I feel like it's trust issues. I feel like they need to be able to, like, trust
if they can't,
people. They need to look
if
through
they can't
their
have
scores.
A trust.
Yeah.
If they can't have trust with the student, then they shouldn't.
Like,
let them in on
the same goes for other sports. Like,
grades.
If you're going to go into volleyball, you need to have good grades. I mean, volleyball is less competitive, of course, and it's less,
whatever the word is, scholarship. You get less scholarships for volleyball than football.
It's not as, like,
it's not as likely. It's not as common. Yeah. And, like, you don't get scholarships for marching band. I mean, you can get scholarships for band, but it's not, it's basically just band. It's not marching band. But, like, the same goes on marching band, and it's, like,
it's not a sport. Okay, so my brother, he went into college this year, and he got a band scholarship, but he's keeping the balance, so, like, he's using the band scholarship, but he's not going for the band. He's using the scholarship to help him get into the school, and that could very easily be what some people do with the football. They build up, like, a good, they get good, you know, and then they use the scholarship to get into a good college, but then they don't focus as much on football as they do on their education. So that's good, because they're focusing on their education, but I feel like they should also, if they spent that much time focusing on football, they should also focus on football, too.
Yeah.
At the same time, but you also want to focus on your education, so I feel like that's confusing for a lot of people.
I feel like, and I honestly feel like it would be hard to determine whether or not someone was trustworthy or not, mm-hmm. because, like, they could get A's all through high school, and they could be really good at their sport, and they could do all that, but a lot of people, when they get to college, they underestimate how hard it is and how much work it is to get there,
mm-hmm.
or not to get there, it's somewhat easy to get there, but how easy it is to, like, stay there and do well, that they underestimate it, and then they drop, like, they go F's, and I feel like if at any point you get an F in college, I feel like even a D, because if you're on a D, you're leaning toward that F, and you're,
oh, yeah.
and sometimes even a C, it depends on the kid, but if, like, a kid has all C's, I feel like you should just go, like, no, you're off,
yeah,
the team.
Yeah, because you can very easily go from a C to an F and just
easy.
Like an
I've done that. I've never kept an F.
One assignment and then it drops.
I've never kept an F, but I've had F's in classes,
yeah.
and I literally, and it, you can even go from an A to an F, but, like, that's just, it. Maybe you failed, like, one huge assignment.
And I mean, because even us, we're not, me, Madeline, Kiara, Lyrica, and I, we're not even doing that much of, like, we don't have that many activities with us,
we're
still struggling.
I mean,
we still,
but,
not right now, but, like, we
right
can't.
Now.
It's possible for us to struggle.
When,
and
yes.
having to handle college football and college
and
education,
college football,
that would
college
be
education
hard.
Is like hardcore. You gotta get this.
Yeah,
done.
Because we're even struggling, and we're not even doing football.
Yeah, we don't do football. I mean, I do track, and when I did get those F's, I had like two F's at a time, but like I never kept them, so they never counted for anything. Mm-hmm. I had it in comm art and show choir, because we don't really get grades in show choir. I had it in comm arts and social studies because those were my last classes of the day, so I was missing those classes all the time for track meets. So my grades were plummeting down the sewer drain, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
They were just out, and it wasn't really my fault. I mean, yeah, I'm the one who chose to do track, but
I feel like the coaches should.
Yeah,
have,
the coaches, like, should be able to, like, recognize.
So I guess the college coaches, like, they should be able to.
They should be able to
maintain their
yeah.
students, their teams.
And I get it.
They should be keeping a close
yeah.
eye on all their grades and stuff.
I
like,
get
if
it.
They're dropping
you have to
grades,
travel,
I don't
but...
think they should go to their teachers and convince the teachers to give them a break. Like,
yeah.
that's not, because the student doesn't deserve a break. If the student's not focusing on their education, that's not their fault. They're allowed to be pulled out of a game or something, and the coach needs to deal with it or
yeah.
start
and
helping.
And I get
the
it.
Kids.
Sometimes you do have to travel for meets and games and stuff, but you need to be able to keep those grades up. Like, I'm in eighth grade, and I can't really keep my grades up.
Mm-hmm. See,
well.
I have trouble because of family issues, and I get sick easily, so I'm gone a lot whenever I get sick. But whenever I'm here, I try my hardest on
yeah.
homework and all that.
Yeah.
Like, I've had many late assignments, but they almost always end up getting done.
Yes.
And, I mean, my comm arts assignment that I had an F on for a long time, I had to, I hope Ms. Withers isn't listening to this, but I had to basically cheat on it. I didn't actually cheat, but it was, like, so hard that,
you know, you get
sometimes,
help from friends,
yeah,
you
sometimes
know,
I was getting
yeah.
help, I was doing things like that. I barely got it done in time. And, I mean,
I feel like we're very off topic right now.
We are, really, but... So basically, the football yes. coaches need to be able to, like,
yeah, the, if the
they need
coaches,
to watch the grades and they need
the
to recognize
coaches, if they're gonna be getting angry at the students' college professors, then they need to have a good reason because it's their fault that they're not maintaining the students' grades. Because if
yeah.
the student
they're
if
taking
they're,
them
if
out
they're
of
taking
school.
Them out of school to practice for their team and stuff and help their team out, like, they're going to have to, they just need to make sure that they're not taking too much of their time from their education.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to be able to recognize when a student needs help. And they need to, like, most of the coaches, not college as much as high school, like, most of the high school coaches, most of the high school coaches are also teachers in the district, so they know how to help those students. If those students need help getting those their grades up, they need to help them.
Yes, they do help them. And if it's, like, the tiniest little thing where, like, you were going to miss an assignment and it dropped your grade down really bad because it was, it was for a lot of points. And it plummeted your grade really bad. They can usually help you with that and help you bring your grade back up.
Yeah, or they could let just let them miss a practice or two. Like, just they need to be able to maintain and make sure the students
can. And another really good way to, like, keep your grades up is to communicate. Communicate. You need to communicate with your coaches and your teachers, like, simultaneously. You need to say, Mr. whatever her face is, I'm going to be gone this day. Can I get my work ahead of time so that I know what I need to do and I can get it in on time?
That, or if they are failing a class, then they could go to their coach and see what their coach wants them to do, because their coach isn't going to just say, no, you're going to have an F and get pulled out of the game. Your coach isn't going to do
ineligibility,
that to you, because the coach needs you.
I honestly think ineligibility is not okay. Because, like, yeah, they're ineligible, but half the time it's because of your class or your sports.
Yeah, but still, you should be able to focus on your education.
Yeah, you need to be able to focus.
If you're ineligible, it just means you need to focus.
But even for classes like electives, you get pulled out and then you fail that class because of it. So, but, like, I feel
they just need to make sure they're being fair with them.
They need to communicate. And then I think coaches really need to recognize that their students are not doing okay.
Yeah.
And then they need to say, okay, I'm just going to put you out for these certain games. You just don't even have to come with us. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. Go get your grades up and then come back and talk to me about it. Like, they need to recognize it and they need to be, like, on top of things, make sure things get done so that they can play their game. Because honestly, the stress of work is going to impact your game, how you play your game. So if you're really stressed out on, like, some big project, you're not going to play the game well.
Yeah.
So if you keep your grades up, keep all those A's, and you make it work, you are going to do well in that game because you're not stressed. You're like, okay, I got my grades up. Good. So that's my opinion. I don't know. Everybody has an opinion, but I think they just need to focus more and they need to recognize things. They need to have communication, so on and so forth. They just need to be able to take it and do it. They don't need, it doesn't impact it unless you make it impact it. It's yours. So that's my opinion.
Yes. Thank you for that. We got a little off topic, but that's okay.
It's called The Opinion Cast, and we said that would happen in the beginning. So
yes. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back.
So we are back, and we are ready to give our opinions. So I think that college football does interfere with the education, because you go to college to learn, not go there for the football games. But to be honest, it does kind of, like, depend on what you're majoring in. Like, in sports, if you're majoring in sports or football specifically, well, then you go and do your whole football thing. But if you're not, well, then I don't think you should take your time in studying and all that and go watch football
I agree with that, because I mean, if you're going to college because of football, then you're gonna play football. Like, that's just, like, kind of a necessity of becoming a football player.
No.
You know, like, no way. Yeah, so, like, but, like, I think it can be distracting, because you don't only go for the football. You do have to do some of the learning part, too, the boring, not as fun part. But, like, you have to be able to put a balance in between the playing and the actual, you know, studying, learning, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but I guess some people, it just depends on the people, because if you're
like a, because some football jocks, they're good at balancing that stuff, but some aren't, and
then there's me where it's just, I do not do football.
Yeah, I don't do football either, but
I'm banned for
I really don't think that they should get rid of college football, because
because
some people are not good at balancing that, but what about the people that are? You're taking that away from them, and they didn't do anything wrong.
And it's their advantage. I'm like,
yeah. So, plus, I do think, I guess they could give out punishments for it. So, like, if you're, for college students, if they're not putting a good balance, then just pull them out of a game or something.
Which it's is actually what they do.
They do?
Yeah. Because they get so many players.
Yeah.
And they have to sit on the sidelines or whatever you call it.
And it may affect the game, but that's your fault. I mean,
keep your grades up.
Keep your grades up, dude. So, yeah, those are our opinions. We may or may not have a few more. And we will be right back with our exit. Thank you. Okay, listeners, we are back and ready to leave you.
Oh, that sounds sad.
Very sad. We're leaving. We will have another episode coming soon. Very, yes. Very soon. Thank you for listening today. And
remember, improve your lives, improve your health. Yeah, listen to our opinions.
Go to college and balance yourself between football and learning. If you are a football person, if not, then just learn.
Or don't.
But that wouldn't be smart. So stop giving them bad ideas. Okay, we will be back with our third episode shortly. Thank you for listening.